Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Tiffany.
So I have a question for you, Tiffany. Are you a bookworm? Do you enjoy reading?
I think I try to be a bookworm. I do want to try to read more.
Yeah.
But I did really enjoy books as a kid. What about you?
Okay. I'm not a bookworm at all. I like specific types of books, so it's really hard for me to find, like, a book that I really, really like. But when you were younger, I guess, did you go to the library to borrow books or did you buy books?
Both, because at school, we would have, like, I think, special time periods where we would go to the library to borrow books.
Oh, okay.
Because that was a part of, like, you know, the reading curriculum. But we also had, like, book fairs. And I was always excited about book fairs because I always found, like, something really fun to see. So I did both.
Okay. So for me, I haven't been to the library since I was probably in university. And that was not even to borrow a book. That was just to study. So I do read from time to time. And it's usually, like, I get the book from a bookstore. And, well, if you haven't guessed already, actually, we'll be talking about books today.
Yeah.
Okay. Or actually, should I say maybe the bookstore? We're going to be talking about the bookstore. So let's take a look at our article now.
Reading.
Fun facts. You go to a bookstore to pick out some new novels. However, as soon as you enter the shop, you feel the need to poop. Why do you experience this strangely book-related urge? A. Because you need to mark your territory in a new place. B. Because of a strange yet common bookstore phenomenon. C. Because books make people nervous, which makes them have to poop. You may have been hitting the books if you guessed B. The theory that people experience an urge to poop in bookstores is called the Mariko Aoki phenomenon. In 1986, Japanese author Mariko Aoki wrote about the surprising bookstore effect. There are three factors that likely contribute to it. First, many people read in the bathroom, so being surrounded by books creates an urge to use it. Second, the smell of paper and ink can make your body need to use a toilet. Last, the way we stand when we browse for books is helpful for bowel movements. Considering these factors, a good book can help us relax in more ways than one.
All right, so our article first starts off with, you go to a bookstore to pick out some new novels. So definitely, if I have the free time, I really do like to spend time in the bookstore because I do like to look for new novels or stories.
Oh, cool. Okay. So the next line says, however, as soon as you enter the shop, you feel the need to poop. Okay, so let's look at the phrase as soon as, which means immediately or shortly after the time. For example, I fell asleep as soon as I lay down. Or please call me as soon as possible.
I don't know if many of us have experienced this, but I don't know. It's quite a funny thing to hear.
Yes, a little bit.
But anyway, we mentioned something called poop. Okay, what is poop? Well, it's basically the stuff that comes out from your behind when you use the bathroom. It's called taking a number two.
That is a better way to say it, right? Okay, the next line says, why do you experience this strangely book-related urge? Okay, so in this sentence, the word experience is a verb. It means to feel a particular emotion, pain, or to be affected by something. Here's an example. If you experience pain in your left shoulder, it means you feel pain in your left shoulder. So feel and, experience and feel is pretty much the same thing.
Right. But, you know, honestly, this doesn't really happen to me, though.
No, me neither.
For me, I do like to go to bookstores, and what I do like to do is I like to get lost in bookstores. So I try to avoid drinking anything, like water, coffee, or tea, because I don't want to look at something and then, like, look for the bathroom. But, you know, let's take a look and see, why does this happen to us?
Because it doesn't happen to me or you, right? Okay. So let's take a look at our options. Could the answer be A, because you need to mark your territory in a new place. Okay, so the word territory is an area of land, okay? The verb mark means to leave a mark on something, means to like kind of like put something on it. Like maybe if I left a mark on a piece of paper, it would mean like I would draw maybe a check mark or my initial or something. So we usually use the phrase to mark one's territory in regards to animals, okay? So if you own a dog, you'll know that when they go out, they'll often stop to pee, okay? So they are marking territory and claiming that area as belonging to them. So that means they're saying, hey, that little lamppost,
that tree is mine.
Mine. So option A suggests that we feel the urge to need to poo because we want to claim that area of the bookstore.
This bookstore is mine. Or let's take a look at option B. So it says, because of a strange yet common bookstore phenomenon. Okay, so before we take a look at this choice, let's understand what the word phenomenon means. And it's something that happens, but the cause of it is really unsure. So for example, the Northern Lights is a strange but natural phenomenon that happens. We don't really know why it happened at this particular time or why we can see it, so that's why we call it a phenomenon.
Interesting. Okay, maybe the answer is C, because books make people nervous, which makes them have to poop. Okay, so to be honest, I've never felt this way. We talked about this earlier. Maybe I don't read enough to experience this. I'm going to take a wild guess and say the answer is B. That's because I think option A is very unlikely. I don't think we need to mark territory. And I can't see a bookworm feeling nervous about books, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, I think they'd be happy to be in a bookstore, right? So what do you think, Tiffany?
I think so as well, but I'm also very intrigued. Maybe let's read to find out what the answer is.
Okay. So our article says, you may have been hitting the books if you guessed B. Okay. So hitting the books is our shortcut for you. So let's take a short break to watch our shortcut for you video.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, do you want to try a word puzzle? They're really fun.
Okay, whatever.
All right, what is black and white and red all over?
I'm not sure. What?
Oh, a newspaper! All right, how about a more serious question? Who invented the light bulb?
I don't know. Einstein?
No! Thomas Edison! You really need to hit the books.
I get two questions wrong and now you're ready to hit me?
No, to hit the books means to put a lot of effort into studying something.
Oh, I get it. So to hit the books means 用功努力学习.
That's right! Hey, do you want to keep doing these questions?
No way! I mean, I have to go hit the books, remember? See ya!
Welcome back. So I know you guys are all good students, so you probably hit the books very often, right?
Alright, so let's figure out why exactly do people have this urge to use the bathroom. The article says, the theory that people experience an urge to poop in bookstores is called the Mariko Aoki phenomenon. Okay, it's not magic. Nobody put a spell on us to make us go to the bathroom. Instead, they're saying there is a theory or an idea that causes us to want to use the bathroom.
Okay, so our article says, in 1986, Japanese author Mariko Aoki wrote about this surprising bookstore effect. So the word effect is a noun, and it's a change that results when something is done or happens, okay? Here's an example. Smoking has many effects on our health, okay? It means it does stuff to our health, okay? People often confuse the word effect, the noun effect, with the verb effect, because they sound the same, right? So the verb effect, A-F-F-E-C-T, means to produce an effect or result. Okay, so for example, let's look at the word effect, A-F-F-E-C-T, and how it's used in a sentence. Smoking affects our health. So in that sentence, affects is a verb, right? So remember, guys, effect with an E is a noun, and effect with an A is a verb.
right? So the Japanese, I think, are really good at, mm-hmm. you know, doing really, really great research.
Yeah.
They like to, you know, find ways to hold the burger, like the right posture to hold the burger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. The perfect pose to hold a burger. And now they're researching things about why we have this strange sensation to poop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next in the article, it says there are three factors that likely contribute to it. Okay, now let's take a look at the word factor. F-A-C-T-O-R, and it means a circumstance or fact that will influence a result of something. So basically, there are three things or maybe facts that make us want to poop in a bookstore.
Interesting. Okay, so the phrasal verb contribute to means to help to cause an event or situation. For example, Angela's hard work contributed to her success, okay? What this means is Angela's hard work helped her to become successful.
Right. All right, so let's find out one of the factors mm-hmm. of why we get this urge to poop. So the article says, first, many people read in the bathroom.
Okay.
So being surrounded by books creates an urge to use it. So that's true. Many people do have mm-hmm. this habit of reading in the bathroom. So maybe it lets them, create something in their mind mm-hmm. to say, okay, it's bathroom time. Okay, what does create mean? Create here is a verb and it means to cause something to happen. For example, looking at pictures of delicious mm-hmm. food while you're hungry can create these feelings of you to be even more hungry.
Oh, that is so true. I hate looking at photos of
or
pictures.
Or the smell as well.
Yeah.
The smell definitely gets to me.
Mm-hmm. So the reason, that reason makes quite a bit of sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another reason. Second, the smell of paper and mm-hmm. ink can make your body need to use a toilet.
Huh.
So I had no idea the smell of ink and paper gave us the urge to poop. So does that mean a library or maybe even a photocopy room, you know, where they make photocopies or copies of paper? That could probably give you the urge because there's lots of ink and paper
yeah.
in there.
How do people work there?
I don't know. They have to go to the bathroom every
All
hour
the time.
Or something.
That's really strange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take a look at the third factor. Mm-hmm. The article says, last, the way we stand when we browse for books is helpful for bowel movements.
What?
Oh, okay. So they're saying here that when we're shopping around and we're trying to browse and looking for books, the position that we're in, so the kind of form that we're in, when maybe we're bending around or looking up and down, this is actually helpful for your bowel movements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe this way helps your stomach break down food more. Maybe you can digest the food a bit. I'm not too sure. But let's figure out what bowels mean.
Okay, yeah, let's take a look at the word bowel. So your bowels are the system of tubes, okay, also known as your intestines, okay, that are inside your body where food is made into solid waste material.
Poop.
Yeah, exactly. And through which it passes out of our body, right? So to have a bowel movement means your bowels are moving, right? It's to pass solid waste from out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, I had a bowel movement this morning. It's a more polite way of saying, I had to poop this morning.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, poop is a very, informal thing. I think it's okay if you say it to your friends mm-hmm. and go, oh, poop. But if you want to sound very adult
yeah.
or sound very formal, it's better to not use this word,
mm-hmm.
Not to use poop. All right, so let's continue reading. Our article says, considering these factors, a good book can help us relax in more ways than one. So I see. So maybe this is not, when we go to the bookstore, it's not the fact that maybe, we see all these books, we get excited, and this makes us want to poop. I think maybe it's a psychological thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because many people, when you use the bathroom, they always take a newspaper, they take a magazine, they take books to read. So I think it's in a way a psychological thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like you learn that behavior. You're like, every time I read something, I'm pooping. So,
mm-hmm.
When I look at a newspaper or something, it's like, oh, poop time. Or
exactly.
Time to go empty your bowels.
Yeah. And so this sentence is saying, mm-hmm. Reading not only makes us smarter or
mm-hmm.
it helps us learn, but it actually helps us in ways we didn't even know, such as when we use the bathroom and how it helps us with our bowel movements.
Mm-hmm. Right. I want to go back to the, how they said, the way that you stand.
Yeah.
and look for books. Are they talking about like when you squat to?
Oh,
you know,
that's
when you
a
squat,
really
like
good,
when you're, I don't want to use that, but.
But that's a really, really, I think, good point. Because yeah. sometimes, you know, books are up here, they're down here. Maybe you need to go up and down and this
feel like exercising.
So if you have problems mm-hmm. with using a bathroom, maybe you can go to the bookstore mm-hmm. to figure it out. All right, so let's take a break and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back. Mm-hmm. Our For You Chat says, do you prefer to read in the bathroom? Why or why not?
Okay, I have a... This question is a little bit personal, I think. But anyways, I do like to read. Or not that I like to, but I prefer to read in the bathroom because it's kind of boring in there, you know?
Yeah.
When you sit in there for a while. Sometimes you don't need to be in there for a while, but sometimes you do need to be in there for a while. So I like to read magazines, or maybe I'll bring my cell phone and read stuff on my cell phone. If I'm really bored, I tend to read like the back of like shampoo bottles
uh-huh.
and whatever in the bathroom that you can find. You just read the back of the label.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Do you do this too?
I think when you go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not just, you know, trying to force things out of your body. I think it's actually a really great place to relax if you think about it, because you know, we're so busy during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We're always out working, we're
yeah.
studying, we're meeting people. And I think when you're in the bathroom, you just have alone time.
Yeah, it's like me time,
exactly.
kind of, right?
So I think during this time, you mm-hmm. can do a lot of thinking. You can read books, get mm-hmm. some inspiration. If I'm caught by surprise
yeah.
and I have nothing to read, I also do the same thing. I like to like read, okay, what's on the label, or if I'm outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, at home, you're more comfortable.
Yeah.
But if you're outside, you know, at someone's house or a friend's house, you don't know what to do. You just start looking around and
yeah.
you start reading random things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think they're right. This article is right. It's very relaxing. It
yeah.
gives you more me time.
It does. You know,
mm-hmm.
speaking of the bathroom, okay, this might be a bit weird, but I heard there's these drops that you can put into the toilet
uh-huh.
that, like, you know, after you go to the bathroom, it smells, obviously, right? And then you put these drops, and somehow it doesn't smell anymore. Have you heard of this?
I haven't heard of this, actually.
Really? It's a Japanese invention, obviously, because
again?
Japanese people are
okay.
so good at this. But yeah, apparently, like, if you put this drop in into the toilet, the water, the smell is gone.
I would love to buy this drop and put
yeah.
it into every single bathroom
yeah.
that I see, because that scares me the most, is to
the smell,
encounter
yeah.
weird smells.
Yeah. So anyways, you guys could, the next time you need to go to the bathroom, don't forget, one thing is the book or your cell phone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, I guess, that drops.
Yes.
That toilet drops or whatever it is.
All right. So what do you think? Do you prefer to read in the bathroom? Why or why not? Tell us why. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. You go to a bookstore to pick out some new novels. However, as soon as you enter the shop, you feel the need to poop. Why do you experience this strangely book-related urge? A. Because you need to mark your territory in a new place. B. Because of a strange yet common bookstore phenomenon. C. Because books make people nervous, which makes them have to poop. You may have been hitting the books if you guessed B. The theory that people experience an urge to poop in bookstores is called the Mariko Aoki phenomenon. In 1986, Japanese author Mariko Aoki wrote about the surprising bookstore effect. There are three factors that likely contribute to it. First, many people read in the bathroom, so being surrounded by books creates an urge to use it. Second, the smell of paper and ink can make your body need to use a toilet. Last, the way we stand when we browse for books is helpful for bowel movements. Considering these factors, a good book can help us relax in more ways than one.
Vocabulary Review.
Experience. The young singer thought she had never experienced anything quite like performing for an audience. Territory. During our walks, my dog Fido often stops to mark his territory. Effect. This medicine will not be approved until scientists have more data on its long-term effects. Factor. When choosing an apartment, you need to consider various factors, such as location and cost of rent. Create. The lack of explanation in this announcement created some misunderstanding.